Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, Week 5, Enjoying Christ as the Reality of the New Testament Jubilee, Tuesday. Related Verses, Luke 4, verses 18, 19, and 21, verses 18 to 19, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to announce the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to send away in release those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of Jubilee. Verse 21. And he began to say to them, Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Luke 4, verse 22. And all bore witness to him and marveled at the words of grace proceeding out of his mouth. And they said, Is not this Joseph's son? Matthew 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who toil and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Psalm 45, verse 2. You are fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. 1 Peter 1, verse 8. Whom having not seen you love, into whom, though not seeing him at present, yet believing, you exult with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. Psalm 116, verses 4 and 5. But I called upon the name of Jehovah. O Jehovah, I pray, deliver my soul. Jehovah is gracious and righteous. Indeed, our God is compassionate. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Related reading. The Jubilee is an age of ecstasy. The New Testament age is an age of ecstasy, and a Christian is a person in ecstasy. Over 50 years ago, Brother Nee said, If, as a Christian, you have never reached the point of being beside yourself, you are not up to the standard. He added that we should be beside ourselves before God, but sober-minded before men. On the one hand, we rejoice and make a joyful noise, but on the other hand, we are sober-minded, exercising restraint. If we have never been in ecstasy before God, we are not up to the standard. Rather, this shows that we do not have a sufficient enjoyment of God. If there is no joy in us, we cannot be beside ourselves. But if we are always enjoying God, we will reach a point where we cannot help but be beside ourselves. Politicians and philosophers have been trying their best to find ways to meet the needs of people. But the more isms they invent, the more people suffer. What the Bible teaches is far better than any theory or ism. What we need is not a theory or an ism, but the coming of the Lord Jesus into mankind. In his coming, he was anointed by Jehovah to announce the gospel to the poor, and he was sent to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to send away and release those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the year of God's acceptance of man, the year of Jubilee, which is the year of grace. The year of Jubilee is the time when God forgives and accepts man. Jubilee means having no worry or anxiety, no concern or care, no lack or shortage, no sickness or calamity, and no problems whatsoever, but rather having all benefits, Hence, everything is to our satisfaction. Our human life is not always satisfying, and our environment is not always gratifying. Everything can be satisfying to us only after we have gained the all-inclusive Christ as our enjoyment. In Philippians 4, Paul indicates that he knew Christ and experienced him to such an extent that everything was to his satisfaction. He says, "I have learned, in whatever circumstances I am, to be content. I know also how to be abased, and I know how to abound. In everything and in all things I have learned the secret, both to be filled and to hunger, both to abound and to lack. I am able to do all things in him who empowers me." It is not outward persons, matters, or things, but Christ within who enables us to be calm and free of worries as we face all kinds of situations. Christ has already come, so the age of Jubilee is here. But we do not have the Jubilee in us unless we have allowed the Lord Jesus to come into us. Even if we have believed into Christ and have allowed him to come into us, unless we allow him to live in us and unless we live by him, we are not practically living in the Jubilee. If we live by Christ in a certain matter and allow him to live in us, we enjoy Jubilee in that matter. In this way, everything pertaining to that particular matter is to our satisfaction. In our married life, for example, if we allow Christ to live in us and we also live by Christ, then everything in our marriage will be to our satisfaction. Whatever is unpleasant becomes pleasant, and whatever is not satisfying becomes satisfying. The same is true in going to school, in teaching school, and in doing business. If we allow Christ to live in us, and if we live by him, everything is to our satisfaction. In other words, when Christ comes into us, Jubilee comes into us. Christ is our Jubilee whenever we live by him, but he is not our Jubilee when we do not live by him.